We have been handed a copy of the Fort Lauderdale Police Department report on the Quinshon Judkins incident. We're going to get back into the Guardians and the draft coming up in a little bit. And Mike Exisa from CBS Sports is going to join us at 1. But this is the police report. And a copy of it, Dan, is posted on our website. Is that correct?
For sure on our social media page at CL, or at 92.3 The Fan if you want to see it there.
All right. We'll give you parts of this. The charge is battery, touch, or strike.
Misdemeanor.
Severity is a misdemeanor, and there's one count. Mm-hmm. So I'll summarize. Quinshon and his girlfriend, mm-hmm. who used to be his girlfriend, then they broke up, and they got back together last month, apparently.
Oh, hang on, just before you even get into that, this is a statement from the victim.
Probable cause statement from the police officer.
What the police officer wrote based on the testimony of the
alleged victim.
Mm-hmm. Although and they're actually called the victim in this.
The victim, yeah. And he's called the defendant. Mm-hmm. Victim says that they flew to Fort Lauderdale together, and it was late in the evening. She had to go to the bathroom there in the airport. And then when she came out of the bathroom, they went to baggage claim. And then the gal says at baggage claim that the defendant, Judkin, says, "Oh, wow, I can't believe you. I'm so done with you." Victim said she had no clue why the defendant stated this. Then they hopped into their Lamborghini SUV rental. Apparently he got an advance, even though he didn't sign that contract. Just throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. And they got into that, and then they exit the airport in the vehicle. And the victim says that Judkins was showing frustration after he read text messages from family members. Doesn't say whose phone that he read them on. Apparently,
it also doesn't say whose family.
Either. Yeah, it doesn't say whose family. Victim says she was trying to explain to the defendant that the messages were not true. Victim stated she suffers from anxiety and began to stutter while explaining herself. Victim stated that the defendant then punched her in the mouth, chin area with a closed fist. Victim still had visible bruising on her chin area. Victim also showed me a photograph that she took the following day of her chin lip area. Bruising was clearly evident. Victim stated that the defendant pulled over at one point. She got out of the vehicle and called Judkin's mother.
Yeah.
And says she did not tell Judkin's mother what had just transpired. Victim advised she re-enter the vehicle but sat in the back seat. Victim stated the arguing continued. Victim stated she was still trying to explain the text, the defendant, telling the defendant that they were taken out of context. Victim then says that the defendant turned around while he was driving and struck her additional times in the left arm and thigh. Victim had visible bruising on her left arm and thigh. Victim also showed photographs that were taken just after the incident with similar bruising. Victim stated that while the defendant was striking her in the instance, she began to kick her feet in the direction to defend herself. Victim stated the defendant pulled into a restaurant parking lot, at which point she got out of the car again. Victim stated she ultimately re-entered the vehicle, told the defendant, "Don't touch me again." Victim asked why she didn't contact 911. Victim said she felt bad due to the recent success and career of the defendant. Victim stated she decided to contact police on today's date after speaking with family and friends and coming to the realization that something needed to be done. And here's a little history between them from the report. They resided together as a family between May of 2024 and December of 2024. Says the victim and the defendant were not in a relationship between December of 2024 and June, like last month, mm-hmm. when they rekindled their relationship. Victim stated she is currently and has previously been in an intimate and romantic dating relationship with the defendant. Victim stated the defendant's multiple physical strikes to her were against her will. Victim advised she desired prosecution. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Judkins was contacted by the police officer, invoked his Miranda rights, was not asked any questions. Placed under arrest, domestic battery, as he actually and intentionally, this is from the report, mm-hmm. struck the defendant multiple times against her will. Defendant transported to the FLPD jail for processing, later turned over to BSO Maine for booking. So that's the police report, Fort Lauderdale police report on the incident between Quinshawn Judkins and apparently his girlfriend. Police report doesn't sound good, Andy.
No, it's not good. And again, the NFL doesn't really care whether you're guilty or innocent. It's the story that's out there. So, and this is the probable cause statement.
You could say, you know, he said, she said, mm-hmm. except for the fact that A, she had pictures, and B, it was still visible, according to the police officer.
Well, I think the most, it said that, I'm trying to put this the right way. Was there a strike at the airport? You know what I'm saying? Was there?
It was in the car.
Was there any contact in the airport?
Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. She went to the bathroom. He apparently read text messages. Oh, wow, I can't believe you, and I'm so done with you.
Oh, well, let's see how this thing plays out. So it's not good.
That's the official police report from the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, and we'll see if more facts emerge from this, and then we'll see what the Browns do, what the NFL does, and what the judicial system in Florida does.
And the NFL. I would think that just based on that report, again, it's not about being guilty or innocent. It's about the way you make the NFL look. And the NFL doesn't like to look like that.
Scream suspension, doesn't it?
Yeah, compared to, mm-hmm. especially if you go back and look at other cases.
Yep. I mean,
so, and then if you go back and look at Mike Florio from earlier today, he was just said, and Mike had just said the bar on these things is normally 6 games. So that's where you start. Although I let it play out. Again, I'm much more, Jeff, and I don't know if this is just a reflection of me and you because we spent so many times in newsrooms and I just had, a million times were
between the two of us. We've spent decades working in television news.
I'm a big fan of letting the law play out rather than sitting here and passing judgment. Although, I mean, obviously reading that, it doesn't make anybody look good. It especially doesn't make him look good. Doesn't make the league look good or make the Browns look good. Let's let facts come out and we'll find out more as this story continues. I'd rather err on the side of not saying anything than saying so. And I know it's our job to sit here and have opinion and stuff like that. And we've seen this before in other cases before. And it's just, you sit here and you're like, and you can go back and forth and there are all kinds of arguments. I just, hopefully the truth rises to the top here and we find out what happens. So, but now we have a little more perspective on what brought this case to where it is right now.
Well, it obviously doesn't sound good. Mm-mm. If the police officer sees pictures and the pictures correspond with things that he actually sees on the alleged victim.
He still hasn't had a chance to defend himself yet, though.
Absolutely.
But he invoked his Miranda rights, which I'm sure was lawyered, right? I mean, that's not... I'm sure that he had an attorney right away as soon as this stuff started going down. So,
well, you would think so.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. On that note, Browns rookies report to camp on Friday.
Oh, boy. Will he be here?
That's the question. Signed.
Although he wouldn't be here anyway because he's not signed, right? He hasn't signed his contract yet.
Nope. But you would think maybe they'd get that done.
You think they'd get it done now while we're in this limbo period? If I'm the Browns,
I meant before all this happened.
Yeah, you would. he's got to pay for that Lamborghini somehow, right? The rental on the Lamborghini. I'm sure that's not cheap.
Can I stop one? Let's take this whole thing out of it, okay?
Okay, it's all gone.
You're 21. What are you renting a Lamborghini for?
Because you're 21.
I know. Andy, I was raised so sensibly by my parents. I must just say, I saw a story the other day. Steve Young, Hall of Fame quarterback,
mm-hmm.
still drives a 2015 family car. I won't give the brand. It's got about 135,000 miles on it. And he said, yeah, I like new cars, but this thing runs really well. And it's kind of sentimental to my family, so I drive it all the time. But there you go.
What was it Clay Matthews Sr. used to drive around? He used to drive around a beater, didn't he?
I did a story on that car.
Oh, here we go. Story time with Jeff Phelps.
Clay married his wife, who I believe was his college sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And she had an old Mercury Capri. Do you remember the old Mercury Capri? It was a little car.
Yeah, I had it next to my AMC Javelin, yeah.
It was about half the size of that. The Capri was a small car. Clay, though not, you know, the size of Bob Golic, was not a small guy. So, but what they would do...
And was it like a 78 Mercury Capri?
Yes, it's small. You see it. You're Googling.
I am Googling, yes.
And it was brown.
No way. That's way bigger than an AMC Pacer.
No, you said Javelin.
Oh, did I say Javelin? Sorry.
Yes, you did.
I meant... hang on a second.
Javelin's a great sports car, by the way. Javelins are really cool.
Maybe it was,
Pacers
I'm sorry.
Are very unique.
It was a Pacer. It was an AMC Pacer, not a Javelin.
But
sorry.
The Pacer's actually even bigger than that. Capri's not very big.
Yeah, we had a
It's
Pacer.
A small car.
My dad had it for
What Clay did
2 weeks
was this. Every off season, he went back home to California and lived with his family. He kept the Mercury Capri here. And so whenever he had to come to Cleveland, you know, for work, he had a car.
Just put snow tires.
But it was a beat-up old Mercury Capri. And I said, hey, we got to do a story on your car. So we did. We went out in the parking lot after practice one day, and he gave me a tour of it. And I forget who it was in particular. But he said, see this dent on the hood? That's where so-and-so body slammed so-and-so when they were wrestling out in the parking lot. We were having fun.
Great.
That dent's a body slam. All right. On that note,
you know, if you think about it, the AMC Pacer was the predecessor to SUVs before they got off the ground.
No, they weren't. They were just little cars with bubbles on the back.
Yeah, they looked a bit like of a hatchback.
Gazoo's head on the Flintstones.
I see a little bit of a precursor to SUVs in this thing. I certainly can. A lot
Station
of
Station wagons space. Were the precursors to SUVs.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm going to say the AMC Pacer, and you can just admit that you're
learn
wrong.
Learn your automotive
right.
history, and you'll know.
Well, is this written?
Plus, they had the travelalls and all that. Those were SUVs back in the day.
What's a travelall? Where you sat in the back? That was a station wagon.
Those great big Wagoneers and stuff. No, the travelalls were bigger, like an SUV. I'll show you during the break.
I didn't realize Wayne drove an AMC Pacer.
Of course he did.
From Wayne's World. Yes, I didn't realize that was the...
When they were in the car doing the headbanging thing to Bohemian Rhapsody, it was in a Pacer.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, just so you know.
Thank you. Oh, I bow down to you, oh Lord of the car knowledge, old time cars.
But you
Thank
always
you.
Tell me that. And then now I drop some on you, and you're
you
going to give me. You
but
know
it
what?
Wasn't like so. I'm looking at an AMC Pacer, and I'm going, well, this might have been the predecessor to an SUV. It reminds me, has little things.
Had
about
a great
it.
Big like you know helmet head.
Yeah. That's,
anyhow,
I was in
the
one.
Guardians
and my dad
are
was
drafting
driving.
Power hitters.
My story
stop the earth.
Way better than your
stop
story.
Stop the right earth. Now. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan.